The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. It is episode 200 of Dear Gabby. Wow. Crazy. I can't believe how much time has gone by. This is such a beautiful movement we've created here, and I'm so happy that you're part of it. Thank you so, so much for being part of it. And today is also day one of my anxiety relief challenge that takes place inside the Gabby Coaching app. This is a 14-day journey that will help you really calm your nervous system and feel deeply empowered that you have the tools and the access to support. Anxiety is a huge topic that comes up on this show, and I really, really, really want to support you in it. Give yourself the gift of this challenge. Go to deargabby.com/anxiety challenge now. Plus, you get a month inside the Gabby Coaching app, which is so rockin'. It allows you to really enjoy the challenge, plus stay consistent. And all the details, once again, are at deargabby.com/anxiety challenge. Today is very special, too, because today we're talking with someone who's sort of like a guru to me. It is my brain mentor, Jim Quick. And Jim has really dedicated his life to understanding how to enhance your brain, techniques for really increasing your cognitive well-being. And these days we have so many different toxins, and we have menopause, and we have hormonal issues, and all the things that happen to us that really create brain fog or create that sensation of not being as sharp as we used to be. And we got to address that, people. It is happening here on the show today. We had a super high vibe conversation. He's an incredibly deep understanding man. I love him so much. And he is so, so well versed in brain health and tools and methods for how we can really get back to a place where we are really living and unlocking our full potential of our brain. So if you have been feeling like you have brain fog, this is your episode. Enjoy this. Listen, these methods are going to blow your mind. And thank you for being a listener. 200 episodes, my friends. Wow. If you want more coaching from me, always head to deargabby.com/app. You can always try my Gabby Coaching app for free. And just know I'm always here for you, whether it's here on the podcast, inside the Gabby Coaching app. You choose your own adventure. I love you. Enjoy this journey. Let's get started with this show. Stick around to the end. Love you guys. If you've ever listened to a podcast in the personal growth space, you have heard Jim Quick, because man, you are out there. You are a leader. You are really great, valuable messages for all folks, because we all need you, especially me today. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you what happened. So I did this kind of longevity checkup. Yeah. And this nurse came to my house and we did all these different tests and everything looked normal. My blood work was relatively great. I did a cognitive test. I failed the shit out of that, man. One is that it was a little bit of performance anxiety. It was a little bit that I can't actually add in my head. And it was adding up numbers. Are you familiar with this one? Yeah. Where it's like you take the first number, the second number, you add it, and then you have to take the last number you heard and then the next number and add it. And I failed. I literally failed. I walked away and the woman was like, wow, we should work on this. And I'm very aware of my brain fog and I'm aware of some of my neurodivergent issues and where they come from, but I need help. Okay. So we're here today for a big talk on really maybe healing our brain, but but expanding our brain's capacity.
Yeah.
And you've got this extraordinary book, Limitless, which is back out with 100 new pages. And this is what we're going to talk about today, which is upgrade your brain, learn anything faster, and unlock your exceptional life. And this is a mission today with me here. Save Gabby's brain.
Let's do it.
Save my brain.
Let's do it.
So number one, what's up with me?
Yeah. Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you, everyone who's tuning in. Yeah, my name is Jim Quick. I have a company called Quick Learning, and I help people learn quickly. I help people have their best brain possible so that they can learn, live, and lead their best life.
Best brain possible.
Yeah, it's on a mission. Yeah. It's been 32 years. I had a traumatic brain injury when I was a child, so it informed what I do today. I was put in special education when I had my accident at 5 years old. So I had focus issues, memory issues. It took me 3 years longer, more than 3 years to learn how to read like all the other kids. So it was very embarrassing. I would have these migraines every single day. I thought it was normal as a kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And everybody has their origin story. When I was seven, my grandmother, who was taking care of me, passed of Alzheimer's. So, you know, I'm really on a mission to build better brains. I remember when I was 9 years old, I was slowing down a class and I was being teased and bullied pretty harshly because I didn't understand the lessons like everybody else.
Yeah.
And a teacher came to my defense. She pointed to me in front of the whole class and said, "Leave that kid alone. That's the boy with the broken brain." So that, you could say that label became my limit. I don't know if listeners could relate to it, but it was just a lot of self-doubt, a lot of loss of confidence, self-esteem issues. My superpower was really shrinking.
Yeah.
Because I never knew the answers, never wanted to be called on in class.
Yep.
I would always sit behind the tall kid. And the universe has a sense of humor because my two biggest challenges growing up were learning and public speaking. And that's all I do is public speak on learning. But I think our struggles can become strengths. So yeah, Limitless is basically an owner's guide for your brain and show you how to get the most out of it and take care of it the best. I'm always wearing, if people are watching this on video, I'm always wearing a brain on my shirt. And I'm always pointing to my brain in photos on social media because I want to remind people what you see, you take care of.
You see
your hair, your clothes, your car. And so you know if it's messy or it's deteriorating, but you don't see the thing that controls everything. A lot of it's our brain.
Yeah.
So I just love people to know their brain, love their brain, and most of all, use their brain.
I did some damage on my brain. I don't know if you know this about me, but I've been sober for 18 years off of cocaine.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Huge.
Sobriety is great. My brain is definitely rebuilt back better, but that damage is real. Even though it was maybe 3 years of hardcore use, that cocaine damage is real. But then in the same breath, I haven't had a drink since I was 25. So that's quite beneficial. And then I've had childhood trauma, which I think really led to some neurodivergent pathways for me.
Yeah.
Just really not retaining information, not feeling that I ever learned how to read properly. And so I've had to retrain my brain.
Yeah.
But as a result,
And yet you have like 9-10 books.
Well, look at us now, right? And I think this is such a good point to start with, which is that if you have a child or if you personally have experienced any form of brain injury or diagnosis of something that has held you back, or that look at the two of us, you know, you experienced a brain injury, you were called the boy with the broken brain. I was held back in every single class, man. Like I was just I never wanted to read out loud. To this day, I still get a little freaked out about reading out loud.
Mm.
Even my own books at times, I'm like, don't want to read out loud. And the truth is that you can reprogram.
Yeah,
here I taught myself how to write. I couldn't spell before I wrote my first book. And now I'm on number 10 New York Times bestsellers. Wow. So, but the thing that also, I want to highlight a few of the things I do now that I think are breaking my brain, or that are not supporting my brain. And then there are probably things that my listeners might be doing that maybe you can help me readjust. So I'm just making sure that I do this thing where I Dear Gabby people, but I ask my guests to Dear Gabby me.
Okay.
So you're coaching me today. So one thing is that as a result of having ADHD, which has been a gift for me, which has allowed me in many ways to just do many, many things at once, do things extremely fast at times. And when I have focus on something I care about, I focus hardcore. But I can move fast. So I could have Slack up. I could have my Google Drive. I could be writing my book while responding to my publicist, while thinking of a marketing idea, while texting back to you. And I just can only imagine that all that multitasking, while for many years I thought was a superpower, might be really detrimental to my brain. Is that correct?
Yeah, we can unpack that as multitasking is very difficult. Women do it better than men do. You have a left brain and a right brain, and you have this split between called the corpus callosum, and women have a thicker corpus callosum, which some people believe, researchers believe, that's what makes them even more intuitive, because the communication between left and right, that logic and the creative. You know, I'd love to have you on my podcast to talk about intuition, because I think that would be an extremely smart topic.
I have so much to say about that. We'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So multitasking, the challenge with multitasking are threefold. Number one, when research in multitaskers, we see that people actually lose time, because when you're going from one task to another, it could take anywhere from 5 or 10 minutes to regain your focus. Number two, when we multitask, we're more likely to make mistakes. And I speak to a lot of medical professionals, and we know surgeons who try to multitask during surgery and operations, they'll make more errors. It's like driving and texting.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to do either one really well.
Yeah.
So we can't really do two cognitive activities at once.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, if that's not a reason just to monotask, focus on one thing at a time, besides losing time and making mistakes, it uses up a lot of energy.
Yep.
I don't know if you feel that.
I do. I'm like by noon, I'm just tanked. I need my deep meditation for at least an hour.
To rejuvenate and recovery. Yeah. When you have too many tabs open, so when you're focused on tasks like Slack or whatever, a certain part of your brain is lit up like a cognitive web. But in order to switch from that to have a conversation with somebody or write, you have to light up a different part of your brain. Kind of makes sense. But it takes energy. So it takes a lot of brain glucose.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people have too many tabs open and they need to refuel.
Okay, my friends, I would say you all know me very well by now, probably, if you've been listening to this show. And it's not going to come as a surprise to you that I really put my health and my well-being really in my highest priority. Life is too short not to strive for the best, and compromising and cutting corners with your health is just a big no-no. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is an online resource where you can choose from literally thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews from actual patients. So you can trust that you're getting the best and you can see what other people are saying. And ZocDoc will help you find and book doctors in your area that are experts in their fields. And that makes you really comfortable because you know you're getting the exact person to focus on the exact issue. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And there's no more waiting. ZocDoc takes the stress and frustration out of booking an appointment. They have a huge list of top-rated physicians and specialists to choose from. They take your insurance. They're located near you. They can treat specific conditions that you are searching for. And ZocDoc is going to get you connected to a doctor between 24 to 72 hours, which is pretty much the most mind-blowing part of it all. Go to ZocDoc.com/Gabby and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Gabby. ZocDoc.com/Gabby. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My friends, you know I love having BetterHelp as a sponsor. On this show, we talk about trauma, we talk about anxiety, we talk about brain functioning, we talk about all of the issues that show up in our life. And here on the show, I'm giving you spiritual tools and self-help techniques, and we need therapy. I have followed spiritual practices, self-help techniques, sober recovery programs, and all of it has changed and saved my life. And the one through line that has always been consistent is my therapy, my therapy, my therapy. I see my therapist once a week, every Thursday at 2:40 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to know where I am at 2:40 p.m. Eastern time, it's with my therapist. I've worked with her for almost 12 years. BetterHelp is your resource to get the best therapeutic solutions. Go online, fill out a survey, and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist that can really, really guide you through your own recovery journey. It's just a little questionnaire, and BetterHelp will match you right away. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, it's entirely online, and you have the option of doing your sessions on the phone or video, whatever is good for you. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DearGabby today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/DearGabby. Hello, my friends. There is no question that we are living in quite stressful times. And it's global, it's personal, it's all of us, including myself. We're all experiencing our own personal levels of anxiety. And I personally went through a journey of really uncovering all of the tools and the methods for finding serenity and peace inside. It was really a life mission, I believe. And the commitment that I've undergone to relieve anxiety has changed me forever. It changed me on a cellular level. And so I put together this really, really, really beautiful 14-day journey where I want to take you through my best methods for releasing anxiety. And it's the 14-day anxiety relief challenge. The beauty of this challenge is that it's very simple practices, 10 minutes or less a day. And they're practices that I want you to take with you, carry with you, have for the rest of your life. And these methods will give you instant relief, from meditations to EFT tapping to releasing anxiety through your breath, through mindful practices, sleeping meditations, walking meditations. It's all there. It's all inside here. It's 14 days. So if you're struggling with anxiety, I welcome you to join me on the 14-day anxiety relief challenge. Go to deargabby.com/anxiety challenge. Join me today. That's deargabby.com/anxiety challenge. Let me support you on your journey to finding that genuine, long-lasting serenity, peace, inner safety. I promise that. deargabby.com/anxiety challenge. So one solution is obviously close some tabs down. I have my chief of staff who I work with, particularly in the mornings to 11 or 12, because she's in the UK and we worked together for decades. We have a lot of undoing to do because we've done so much multitasking together, but we actually never get things done to the level that we want. We get a lot done, but we have a lot of redoing because we're moving. I'm going to make Jessica listen to this whole episode. Would you recommend, let's say you have 2 hours, right, would you structure the five most important things? Or what's a tip there?
So one of the things that really hinders our productivity is just lack of focus.
Yep.
And one of the challenges is how you start your day is it indicates like how you're going to spend the rest of the day. You know, you're creating this kind of momentum. And unfortunately, a lot of people, what they do first thing in the morning is grab their device. And the challenge is, you know this, when you wake up, you probably the most relaxed you're going to be when you first wake up.
Yep.
In this relaxed state of awareness, you're very suggestible. And if the first thing you do is pick up your phone, the challenge is you wire your brain for distraction.
That's right.
Because every ring, ping, ding, app notification, social media alerts, this dopamine flood of more and motivation. And you're exercising distraction muscles first thing. And you wonder why you can't focus in a meeting, right? Or with your family, or when you need to be on a Zoom and you need to be present. But the second thing you do is you not only wire your brain for distraction, you wire your brain for reaction, which is almost as detrimental to your productivity and your peace of mind. Meaning you could wake up and check your messages, and one social media message, voicemail message, email, whatever, could hijack your mood for hours, put you fighting fires. Our mutual friend, Brendan Burchard, has this saying that your inbox is nothing but a convenient organizational system for other people's agenda for your life.
Yeah.
All right, so it puts you in the reactive and on the defense, as opposed to proactively. So to answer your question, instead of touching my phone, what I'll do is I'll do this thought experiment while I'll stay in bed, and I'll just for 2 minutes imagine I'm coming back to bed that evening. So I fast forward to the end of the day, and maybe someone asked me how my day was, and I said, today was amazing. Totally crushed it today.
Yep.
And then I asked myself, what had to happen in order for me to feel that way? Right? Because like in sports, I'm not a big sports person, but you know when you celebrate because the scoreboard tells you. Mm-hmm. But we don't have that scoreboard for our day.
Yeah.
Right? So I think about 3 things personally and 3 things professionally. And those 6 things really are my focus for that day.
Love that.
You know, and I think it's not just about time management. It's about mind management. It's about priority management. Because the most important thing is to keep the most important things the most important thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so in terms of, yes, if I had a couple hours, I would focus on one of those 6 things. I also, because what we're really doing is something called task switching. We're not multitasking. We're actually switching tasks and then lose time, make mistakes, you know, use up a lot of energy. What I'll actually do And not everyone could do this perfectly, and I certainly don't. But I try to chunk my tasks throughout my day, similar tasks together.
That's smart.
Not everybody has the opportunity to do that, but to the best ability we can,
we'll
save time, we'll be more efficient, we'll use less energy. Mm-hmm. So like in the morning, I am creative. I focus on three C's. In the morning time, I create. That's when I find I write
me
the best.
Me too. I have to write in the morning.
Yeah. I just, anything that's creative for work, you know, sketching out a podcast, scripting out, writing, you know, my next book. In the afternoon is when I consume. So in the morning, I'm pulling information out of my brain, if you will. In the afternoon, I'm consuming. So I'll listen, I'll read, I'll research, I'll listen to podcasts. So I'm consuming information. And in the evening, the last C is I clear. Like the last couple hours a day, I want to clear my mind. So I went from creating to consuming to then clearing, meaning I want to get in that parasympathetic rest and digest.
That's
get
right.
Out of that fight or flight and clear. So how do I clear? I meditate, right? I'll talk to a family member about my day. So it helps me to process, right? Journaling, I mean, you know, what happened. I'll even plan my day the next morning. For the next morning, but I'll do it the night before because I'll take all that information about my plans and put it out on paper and then I'll ruminate about it. So it's a way of clearing, right? Or yoga nidra or some kind of form mm-hmm. of just getting calm. But that's how I kind of plan my I create, I consume, and then
I love that. I actually can, for people that are in my app, you can do the yoga nidra meditation in the app. And then there's this thing that I also teach inside the Gabby, it's like a coaching app, right? Mm-hmm. So the other thing I teach is this daily design method, which sounds a little similar to your visioning of your day, but it's asking yourself, who do I want to be today? How do I want to feel today? Do I want to give today? And what do I want to receive today?
I love that so much.
It's like your scoreboard.
Yeah.
Let me set it up.
Most people have a to-do list, but they don't have like a to-be list.
The to-be list. It's a to-be list.
Or a to-feel list.
So to feel and to be and to give and to receive list. Exactly.
I love that so much.
I love it. I love what you said too. Just visualize, see it to the end and really set yourself up. So I have a no phones in the morning rule, but for whatever reason, this morning, I f***ed it up. And I picked up my phone at 7 a.m. when I woke up and I just started going to Slack and sending off. I mean, my team were in here and he's like, oh, that's what she was doing. Slack, going. And I noticed my stomach go into knots.
Yeah.
And like my digestion is very strong indicator of what my brain is doing, right? Because the brain and the gut have such a strong connection.
Yeah.
And so I just was like, I felt that feeling. And then I said, oh, okay, off the phone, turn off that phone, get away, hide it. In fact, my son, my five-year-old, I let him hide my phone.
Oh, wow.
Like I always have to make sure that the ringer is on, but I will let him hide it because I think that especially like in the evening or in the morning when I'm specifically with him, it's like a fun little game that we'll play. He started doing it because of course he didn't want me on my phone. But then I'm like, can you go hide my phone? Because if it's not there, I will be with him.
Oh, that's a fun way of doing
it. It's so fun. And it's like, he feels like he's empowered by it too. And then I have to find it later. But the other thing that I find is that these moments when that ringer goes off or that ding, or it's just it's so hypervigilant in those moments.
Very much.
And it completely takes you out, brain and your nervous system. You're just like blasted in that moment. And so having boundaries around that is so big.
Yeah, even they've had research where people have their phones at the dining table and it creates anxiety. Even if it's face down, we have this impulse to grab
it. We stack up our devices. There's just three of us, me and my boys, my husband and my son. Mm-hmm. We stack up our devices and Ollie will move them all into the dining room if we're in the kitchen or vice versa.
Yeah.
They're out of our space at dinner. And that, and it's like really cute. Like he knows the routine, he knows the rule. And then we don't have to be a pain in the ass saying, you can't be on your device at dinner. You know, one wants their kid on their device at dinner, but it's easy. It slips in, right?
Yeah.
And so if we're doing it and we're all in on it together, it really is effective.
Yeah. One of the things for habit design, you know, we do a whole chapter on research on habits, how to create new habits, break habits, and then so on. But it's really controlling your environment where you want to make the things that are good for you super easy and the things that are not so good for you more difficult.
Cool.
So even putting the phone in your bathroom.
Yep.
Right. Just makes it easier. So, you know, it's kind of like when you're at a restaurant and they offer to bring you bread first thing, right? And maybe, you know, you feel like bread is not the thing for you. It's easier to say no to control your environment mm-hmm. and have them take away the bread up front as opposed to it sitting there. And then you have to say no with your willpower 50 times throughout the meal.
Yeah.
Right? You it's control the environment.
Choice. The other day, I'm in the makeup chair and I'm getting my makeup done with Alex, my makeup artist. You've heard her on the show before. She's like my makeup guru. And I started talking about this product, Thrive Cosmetics. And before I could even finish my sentence, Alex is like, I'm obsessed with that brand. And they're 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And I'm somebody that doesn't walk out of the house without some mascara on. Even if I have no other makeup on, I'm going to be wearing my mascara. So I want to make sure that if it's something I'm using every single day, I want it to be healthy. And that's why I love Thrive Cosmetics. Their liquid lash extensions mascara, are you kidding me? It's literally like getting lash extensions. And I'm very bombastic at times, but right here, right now, I am not overly emphasizing this other than the fact that it is something I absolutely can stand behind. I'm also obsessed with their Sheer Strength Lip Plumping Peptide Gloss. Come on now, fuller looking luscious lips. Long lashes, fuller lips, lots of hydration. This is the whole thing, people. So just check this out. These products I love, the brand I love. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/DearGabby. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/DearGabby for 20% off your first order. I am really proud to have Nurix as a sponsor on today's show. Nurix is the incredible digital healthcare platform that is championing women to be their best advocates when it comes to healthcare and especially reproductive healthcare. And there's no question that we need this kind of support right now. Nurix's medical team is here to help you with a wide range of reproductive and sexual health needs. With access to 24/7 care and support available, their patients have the freedom to ask questions, get important, transparent, and honest answers when they need it most. Nurix is convenient, private, and they are super compassionate. And with Nurix, you have so many options. They offer more than 50 birth control options, including the pill, patch, or ring. They provide expert care that allows you to skip the in-person appointments and provides you with someone licensed in your state that will review your healthcare record and, if medically appropriate, prescribe treatment for you. Unfortunately, as we know, it's not easy to access birth control. So Nurix is here to help you take back your autonomy with fast, affordable, expert care. And I'm actually like really, I'm crying right now as I read this because this is your life. This is your body. You should have the right to really make sure that you are cared for, my friends. Thanks to Nurix for sponsoring this podcast. Taking control of your reproductive health starts here. Go to Nurix.com/DearGabby to get started. That's Nurix.com/DearGabby. Results may vary. Not offered in every state. Medications prescribed only if clinically appropriate. Consultation required. So let me tell you what I've been doing to my brain, okay? Yeah. So I'm taking, yo estudio español con Duolingo. ¿Tú hablas español?
Un poquito.
Yo estudio para 6 meses. So I've been studying for 6 months. And I study 10 minutos a noche, so 10 minutes a night.
Wow.
And I just practicar. Es muy bien para mi cerebro, my brain. See,
yeah.
And then the cool thing that I'm noticing is I'll start like thinking about things in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really awesome. Like you noticing your brain having that neuroplasticity and just like witnessing it. And then ever since I failed that cognitive test, this big I started with this brain game app. I don't even remember what it is. It's pretty good. But it's like these challenges, but they're quite simple because I'm at the earlier part of it. But it's like teaching you probably a lot of what's in your book. Do you have an app? Not yet.
We have an online community, which is an app. That we do more, where a lot of brain games is matching shapes or colors. We found that it doesn't carry over into our days as much.
Yeah.
So what our app does is we teach people how to do things that they, has focus tests, reading tests. So everything's measurable. You can measure reading
speed,
reading comprehension.
That's right.
We teach people how to remember names, client information, product information.
That's actually what this app is kind of doing. It's like teaching you how to like speed read, but also it's not speed reading specifically. That was just one exercise, but it's teaching you how to like read something and then repeat it back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like little challenges and they're rudimentary at the moment, but I can see how effective it is. The problem is that I do these at night.
Yeah.
And because that's like the downtime I have.
Mm-hmm.
My brain's tired then.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, everyone has to make a decision, based on their own objectives and goals and lifestyle. For me, I don't do anything cerebral right before night because I don't want to get into my executive brain mm-hmm. and start thinking or ruminating. Even I'll read at night, but I won't read nonfiction for that reason.
Yeah.
I don't want to start analyzing and thinking as much as I'll read fiction though, because fiction is very soothing for me. Mm-hmm. And it puts me in that more of that parasympathetic mm-hmm. rest and digest. But reading is just like having a to-do list. You mentioned, you know, like having a to-be list, a to-feel list. Having a to-learn list is so very important.
So important.
As we age, is one of the best ways of staving off brain aging challenges is keeping our brain active, because your mind, it's like a muscle. You know, it's use it or lose it. But if you put your arm in a cast for a year, it wouldn't grow stronger. It wouldn't even stay the same. It would atrophy. Mm-hmm. And the challenge with our devices is we're using our devices almost as kind of a surrogate to do our thinking for us, or it maintains a lot of our memory. Like it keeps your to-dos, it keeps your calendar, it keeps phone numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many phone numbers do you used to remember back?
Oh God, everybody. I only know my husband.
Right.
But today, I only know my husband.
Right. Today it's we know like one or two or three. And they call that digital dementia. Mm. There's a new term in healthcare where we're outsourcing our memory to our devices mm-hmm. so we don't have to memorize it. And I don't want to memorize 500 phone numbers.
Yeah.
But it should be concerning we've lost the ability to remember one phone number or a PIN number or a passcode or
oh my
something
God.
We just
You're like
read.
Social security number.
Right. All these things.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting the mental workout for it.
Yep.
So I'm very pro technology. But the challenge is technology can be very convenient, but it also can be crippling.
Yep.
Like if your offices or apartments on the fourth floor and you take the elevator each time, it's very convenient, but you don't get your steps in.
That's right.
Right. If you have to go to the bank and it's eight blocks away and you take a Lyft or an Uber when you could have walked it and got some steps in.
That's good for your brain too, right? Walking is good
walking
for your brain.
Walking is incredible for your brain.
Why is that?
So even when people listen to our podcasts, yours or mine or our audiobooks, and they're actually doing something rhythmic, like they're on a treadmill or an elliptical or they're going for a brisk walk, they'll actually say, show you'll actually understand it better and retain it better. The rule I say in Limitless is as your body moves, your brain grooves, right? It's so important. The number one reason you have a brain is to control your movement. Hmm. You know, I'm seeing this in our son. He just turned 1 year old.
He's walking.
So he's just starting to walk and stand and... But even when he's crawling, those cross crawls are so important for brain development.
Totally.
Because it's not just a mind-body connection, clearly, and you're an expert at that. There's also a body-mind connection that by using your body in certain ways, it actually stimulates your brain. Like ballroom dancing or table tennis, you know, using where you're putting you're putting your mind into your muscle and it makes a difference. Also, when you exercise, you create something called BDNF. Brain-derived neurotrophic factors, which is like fertilizer for neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is our brain's ability at any age or stage of life to make new connections, mm-hmm. to learn new things, right? And so there was a study done, it was on the cover of Time magazine. It was a longevity study with a group of women, community of nuns that were living 80, 90 and older. And the researchers wanted to find out what was the key to a long life. And half of it was their faith, and their, you know, the emotional gratitude that they had. But the other half, they attributed to they were lifelong learners. Every single day, they were reading, researching, having deep conversations.
Yep.
And because of it, it added years to their life and life to their years. They called this study, you appreciate this, aging with grace.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So
I just love that.
Keeping your body active and keeping your mind active. Because the two drops we see in cognitive performance is usually at the stage when people graduate school. Because some kids feel like their school's over, so their education's over, their learning is over. And when people retire, often when people retire, they retire their mind. And unfortunately, their body is not far behind after that.
Yeah. I am committed to learning and moving.
Yes.
And learning and moving at the same time.
You could do that, certainly. You know, as I mentioned, if you're exercising and you're listening to something,
you're going to retain it more. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, when you exercise, you create these neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, which help you, which are good for cognitive health, cognitive mm-hmm. performance. Also, as you're moving, your heart rate is going up. So you're getting more blood flow to the brain and more oxygen. your brain is only 2% of your body mass, but it requires 20% of the nutrients and the oxygen. And it's kind of an energy hog. It uses up a lot of energy. So you have to make sure you eat right and sleep, manage your stress and all those good things.
What would you say, Jim? First of all, you need to have to come back on the show like 50 times.
We'll do it.
Because I'm fascinated by you, but your presence is so relaxing and soothing. So I just want to, you're definitely practicing what you preach. And every time I've been around you, I've been really, really into it. You're lovely.
Likewise.
So from the book Limitless, this is the expanded edition. It's a big, heavy book. I'm going to read it cover to cover. Okay. And I promise you, I'm going to read this cover to cover.
Yeah. This book will help you read all other books after it also, because you're going to learn how to read better and smarter.
Awesome.
And focus and remember.
Awesome. And I'm going to read it in the hardcover version, so I'm not looking at a screen. Thank you. What is like the number one technique that you think we have to put into place that's in this book?
Okay, so the book is, every page we have something called a quick start. So I believe knowledge by itself is not power. It has the potential to be power. It becomes power when we utilize it, right? So every page we have something, an exercise people could do in 60 seconds or less to create momentum, to take that knowledge and really turn it into performance. The focus of the book is really on this limitless model. So my answer to you would be, it's a framework of looking at the world where it empowers you, because in life you control the controllables, right? And if people ever feel limited, the opposite of the title of the book, so limitless is not about being perfect. It's about advancing and progressing beyond what you're demonstrating or what you believe is possible. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's not advancing and they feel like they're in a box, so even as people are listening to this, if you feel like you're stuck in a relationship, in some kind of health condition, a financial condition or whatever, that box by definition is three-dimensional, right? There are three forces that contain that box. The three forces that will liberate you out of that box are the same. And I illustrate that in the limitless models, which three intersecting circles that start with an M. And so imagine like Mickey Mouse, two ears and a face all intersecting. The face are the methods. And everybody always wants to know the method, right? And the methods here is full of how to learn languages faster, how to remember names, how to be able to read faster with better understanding, how to focus, get in flow states, all that.
Yep.
But a lot of people you know won't do the methods because common sense is not common practice. Mm-hmm. You have to address the two other dimensions, or the ears, if you will. The first one is your mindset, right? The set of assumptions and attitudes you have about something. Because if somebody's attitudes, assumptions about money is it's the root of all evil, they won't do the method, right? Because they'll still be stuck in the box because they have some kind of, you know, lie, a limited idea that they're entertaining, L-I-E. Now, and even today, if someone came to me on the street on the way here and they said, I have a horrible memory. And I was like, wow, if you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them.
That's right.
Because your brain is this incredible supercomputer and your self-talk is the program that will run. So if you tell yourself, I'm not good at remembering names, you won't remember the name of the next person you meet.
Yep.
That's how powerful your mind is, because you program it that way. And absent that, the last thing to focus on, which is a whole section in the book, is motivation. Because you could have a limitless mindset, believe it's possible, believe you deserve it, and have the methods on whatever, finance or healing, but you're not motivated to get out of that box.
Yep.
And the key for motivation,
mm-hmm.
So the three things for limitless motivation, for you to motivate yourself or motivate someone else to do something. Maybe you want your child to clean their room, or someone to buy or invest in your company. So it's P times E times S3. And this is a big takeaway from the book. P times E times S3. P, you need purpose. Like, let's say we talked about the benefits of working out. But if you're not working out, you're not motivated. Feel the purpose, because it has to be, it can't be cognitive in your head. You have to feel it in your heart. Head, heart, hands is always the sequence. You could visualize with your head, but if you're not acting with your hands, check in with the second H, which is your heart. So you have to feel the reasons and the benefits that will come from that thing. But then you need the E. Someone could have feel the reasons and still not read every day, but they need energy, right? That's why in the book, we give them the 10 keys for more brain energy, how to optimize your sleep, the best supplements for your brain energy, the best brain foods. We show people how to memorize them. And then people have limitless purpose and energy and still not do that thing because maybe the thing is too big. So you need S3, small, simple steps.
Yes. You're speaking about language.
Yeah. Because maybe working out's too big, but putting on your running shoes is a small, simple step.
Yep.
You know, reading, you know, we know leaders are readers. Maybe reading a book a week is too much, but opening up the book is a small, simple step.
Totally. And little, a day.
Yeah. And little by little, a little becomes a lot.
10 minutos anoche, amigo. 10 minutos anoche. Está bien. This is exceptional. I want everybody to go get the expanded edition, Limitless, the expanded edition. Just reading this book will actually serve your brain just by reading each page and practicing the methods. And you're going to have to come back because I could go on for 400 hours, but we do 35 minutes on this show. So please come back. And where can everybody find you?
Yeah, I would challenge everyone, Gabby, to take a screenshot wherever they're consuming it and tag you and tag myself and just put in the post one thing you're going to do for your brain.
Love it.
You know, because then I could repost a few because you'll tag us so we'll see it. And I'll gift out a few copies to your community as a thank
That's
you.
That's brilliant. I love it.
People get the book at limitlessbook.com. We also have, if people wanted more about the nutrition, we have a whole guide of the best supplements, human studies on the brain, brainnutrition.com, and people can find more about it there.
I'll go there too.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim, you're so cool. Thank you.
Yeah, but you're the best.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.